Hello, my name is James Sebald. I'm from PRISM Computational Sciences, and I'm here to discuss some updates to VisRad. VisRad is a 3D thermal radiation and CAD code that simulates the reflection, emission, absorption of light throughout different target systems. Now, VisRad is used fairly extensively in the laser community, so this poster is mostly about updates to the VisRad application. First, we've added interiors to different lasers. Previously, if a laser shone on a hole in a target system, it wouldn't shine through visually. It would computationally, though, for simulations. So we've added some internal beamlets to lasers, so when you're looking at your target system setup, you can actually see the lasers shining through. We've also added arc lasers to the NIF chamber. The laser parameters can be seen here in the center section. We've also added multiple features for being able to view target systems through different port positions. We've added line of sights pointing from different diagnostic ports to different target components, and you're able to rotate about these lines of sight. So this should help users get their orientations pretty well when they're looking at different target components. Also, when you're looking at the chamber port viewer, you can see, you can display the lines of sight through selected port objects. Finally, we've added some engineering views. These are at the bottom of the VisRad application, and when you hover over them, you can preview different views of your target system. These are from the positive and negative X, positive and negative Y, and positive and negative Z. You can also click on these buttons and they'll instantly change the target system setup to that orientation. If you have any questions, again, my name is James Sebald, and you can contact me at jlsebald@prism-cs.com.